You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
But that's a morning event. We hold that the last Sunday of every month at the Indian River.
The which one?
Cars and Coffee.
And so what does that mean, Cars and Coffee?
Exactly that.
What do you do?
We have vendors, sponsors. We run a swap shop down there. We have 200 to 300 cars show up.
What's a swap shop?
So swap shop is going to be, say you have car parts that have been sitting around in your garage forever.
Okay.
Tires, or you have arts and crafts.
So you might have a muffler that I need, and I have a tire
you
reunite
never know.
Or whatever.
Some of these guys hold swap on to shop. Things, and they're like, I need to find a place to sell this, and so they bring it out. And then we have food trucks. We have live music going on. And, again, we routinely do it every month so that people know that they can depend that there is a place that they can go and show off their car. And to find the same community that they interact with. So it's a great networking event. So we have a lot of fun with that, and we do that the last Sunday of every month in Port St. Lucie.
Because I was just thinking, if you've talked about vendors, wouldn't it be nice to have maybe there's a fellow that was in here. You probably know him. He's from down South Florida. But they put up a little tent. And they do you need prayer for anything?
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know who that is, but the people stop. It's a great vehicle. Instead of pushing Jesus on people, you just say, do you need, and we're all going through the, I remember one time I heard a preacher say, everybody in this room in the next month will probably cry at least once. And it's like, everybody with their egos go, is that me? And you think about it, we all go through the valleys, we all go through the peaks.
So you hit on something very important that's very, very dear to me, and that is you have to be a part of something. You have to, I call it, you can't be a poser. You can't go into the car community and just buy a car and think you're going to immediately network or interact with somebody. They're going to know if you're the true and the real deal or not. And so that is what I am trying to do.
So you can't feign a love for the cars?
No, you can't. It shows.
Yeah.
People know that if you're real or fake. And if I'm ever going to get through to you, I've got to know your story. And the only way I get to know your story is by building relationship with you. And that is what we do at these events. I am there to build a relationship with you. And then eventually you're going to trust me enough to open up to me so that I can really start to share wisdom or sow into you or talk to you about the Lord. And we have Jody and Chris who come out, and they're a great couple. They're a husband and wife team, and they do exactly that. I said, they wanted to come out and set up a tent. I said, as long as it doesn't have a church name on it, I just wanted to say,
there
you need prayer. That's all you can say. You need
good
prayer, and they are there every month.
Really?
Faithfully.
Isn't that wonderful?
And they pray with people all the time, and it's awesome.
That's a great vehicle, too. I learned from a friend recently was if a waitress comes, instead of jumping on her about Jesus, just say, by the way, we're going to pray over our food. Is there anything you'd like us to pray for?
Sure.
And do that,
And that's what they do.
Sometimes they break down crying.
Yeah. Well, they'll put out water and snacks, and people will, that's free. Yeah, absolutely. Come up.
That's great.
Take it. Is there anything I could pray with you about? And that just opens the door.
So 21 years of age is when you had a real conversion to Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and that's from hanging around with the right people.
Mm-hmm.
They had an impulse. Was this in college or?
No, I was already out. I went to Bible college for a few years, but it was right, before I went to Bible college, obviously, that's when I found the Lord, and we just, like I said, they just pursued me and really showed me what the love of Jesus looked like, and I was pretty broken at that time, and they spent the time, they built
a relationship. Do you want to tell me why you were broken?
Sure. At the age of 11, my parents divorced, and I was pretty much left to figure life out without a father figure.
Devastating.
It's hard, and which is why I'm passionate about men's ministry and working with the youth, and because there's so many fatherless people.
My father was killed in a car accident the day before my fifth birthday, so I know that well.
Yeah, that's tough.
A lot of us out there.
Yep. And so I came into, and the Lord knew it. I had a lot of baggage that I was carrying along with me. And, you know, they pursued me and showed me the truth. And, man, that was such a release when I let that all go. And really, I just broke down, and I was so thankful that the Lord never gave up on me.
Yeah.
And that my friends never gave up on me.
Isn't it amazing what a simple act of kindness or dignity can do for you? I remember going to this chapel in town. They had the Easter services. Mm-hmm. And one time I was there, and I have no idea. I didn't know this big, you know, man, you know, looks like a great guy. I don't know. We were talking briefly, but he came over and put his hand on my shoulder and talking to me. And it felt so nice to have an older guy, mm-hmm. kind of like, no matter how old you are, it's still, you know, we need each other's companionship. And the difference you can make, people, a little kindness can make them melt or take their stony heart and give them the heart of flesh. And then they'll be willing to maybe receive our Lord. So,
amen. And I was a little concerned. I won't lie to you. I mean, when we started Shift Culture and we were putting on events, it's predominantly 25 to 35 year olds. And I'm a 54-year-old guy. How do I connect with them other than obviously the cars? But you just said it. It's like when that gentleman came and put his hand on your shoulder, they're looking for that person that just isn't going to judge them, that is going to show love to them and not try and compete with them on their level. I'm there just to be the face of Jesus and to just listen and talk to them and share wisdom with them. And that has been paying off. I've had more people just ask me, how did you get what you got? And that just opens up opportunities for me to share with them.
I'm into this dignity thing now, and I'm actually writing a book about it. It's like when you hold the door open. Oh, first of all, let's start off with a kid. I go into, and this happened recently, I'm going into a store, and this young man, little African-American child, he holds the door open for me. And I said, well, you're a gentleman and a scholar. Well, you can see the big smile. And then that child wants to live up to that. Children are going to get attention one way or the other. If they do something negative, even if you're talking about them, you could be yelling at them, oh, I'm getting attention, or doing good. And then they're going to want to do more of it. Also, the moment that you hold the door open at the post office for somebody, they're going to be in front of you in line. Everybody's trying to put themselves first these days. Sure. First of all, it's a good exercise on your tempering your spirit. 100%. But the moment you give dignity, mm-hmm. even if they don't thank you, mm-hmm. doesn't matter, you have just given yourself dignity. When we give it, you immediately get it back. Mm-hmm. You've dignified yourself. So I think that we could use some dignity in today's world with everybody, no matter what your political views, no matter what your religious views. Mm-hmm. You know, just like people thinking who maybe have alternative lifestyles that we consider sin. Mm-hmm. Well, Jesus certainly wants us to give everybody dignity and love. Amen. Not running around thinking, exactly. We don't love you. You are loved. But you got to call sin, sin. Mm-hmm. You know.
Absolutely. That doesn't mean that I'm accepting sin, but I do want to get to know you.
Yeah, just like God accepts us for it, we're still unclean.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
100%.
This is totally cool what you're doing, though. So Shift Culture. Now, by the way, in case you just tuned in, we're talking with David Lloyd, Shift Culture, and has a business. It's a two-way radio business.
Yep.
And God has prospered you, and so you ended up having these fancy schmancy cars. What category do they go into? What's the category again?
Oh, we call them exotics or supercars. It didn't start out that way. It started out, I bought a Corvette back in 2016, and
convertible.
Nope, hardtop. Oh. It was a hard purchase for me because my whole life I'd been very conservative about saving money and paying things off and sowing back into the ministry, whether that's through supporting missionaries or what have you. And I really struggled with making that first purchase because.
It felt self-indulgent.
It did. It felt a little bit that way. But that turned into
a ministry.
It did.
Really?
It did.
An undercover ministry.
And that moved into other muscle cars. And then I migrated from muscle cars to supercars and exotics. And but two-way radio gear is my joy because that started out back in 2003. And, been a long time since I've been in the two-way business, and I can't tell you how, without throwing out crazy numbers, we're one of the largest e-commerce two-way radio dealers in the country, recognized by Motorola, and I get brought into a lot of roundtable discussions about, you know, the direction of what we're doing with two-way radios, just because of how successful we've been in the business.
Okay, I'm curious. Why do we still need two-way radios when we have all these cell phones?
So cell phones is a monthly bill. Once you buy a two-way radio, it's you don't pay for the service.
Oh, so you don't?
No. So as long as you...
Airwaves are free.
They are. They are. If it's a, as long as the surroundings, the radio is strong enough to get you the coverage that you want.
So you're selling to, let's say, municipal police officers... You're selling the city a vehicle that they can use to communicate, and there's no monthly charge.
Well, that's a little different. That's when you're hitting repeater towers and things like that, where you have to transmit over large areas, like the police departments. They need to be able to go.
Oh, so there is a fee for that.
There is.
Okay.
But I primarily deal with like your school system. Like I'll give a janitor a radio, the head of school a radio, and they communicate within the confinements of the school. And that's usually strong enough to do without, needing repeaters or towers or anything like that.
Now, have they gotten smaller? Because when I think of my first cell phone was a Motorola, which, by the way, I liked. It was a flip phone. Mm-hmm. And when you flipped it, you knew you were off. Instead of now you call somebody and they accidentally call you back and go, what's that tinkle, tinkle, tinkle on? Yeah. You know, I don't want to hear this. You know what I mean?
A little butt dial going on.
Oh, yeah, really. So... It's like, that's great with Motorola, but I'm trying to figure out in my mind what this looks like today. Because I remember when I was a kid, you get into a taxi cab, they had a Motorola, you get into a police car, which didn't happen to me, thank God.
Those are all mobile radios. That's different than like a handheld. So when you walk into a restaurant and you see somebody wearing a little earpiece and a small little radio, that's what I do.
The president's about to enter.
There you go.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I got to supply, when Trump was doing his rallies, I was supplying their rally teams with their radios. So.
Did you really? Mm-hmm. Did you get a chance to meet him?
No.
Oh. I would like to interview him. Yeah. I'd like to say, could you please just I will be your best friend. I am. I was the first one in this town to get behind him. Mm-hmm. I mean, and a lot of people now are Trumpsters. They were so resistant, so I feel very proud, and so he should give me an audience.
You never know. I would
be honest with him and say, I want to be your friend, but you got to put a guard at your mouth because people don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. Now, we overlook that because a lot of, I think, left-wingers think, how can you possibly get behind that guy? Because they're all with emotions. And I understand right where they're coming from. Because I interviewed General Colin Powell.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome. So come as you are, but leave as he is.
So you're pregnant, and suddenly your whole life changed. You want to be joyful, but you're also afraid and anxious. How do you deal with this? Where do you go for help? CareNet Pregnancy Services of the Treasure Coast is here for you. We give compassionate counsel, helpful education and referrals so that you can make the best decision. There is no charge for our confidential services, and we will ensure that you enjoy security and strong support from the CareNet family. Reach out to us today at 772-828-3168.
Hey, Florida, want to help the over 20,000 plus children in the state's foster care system? Join All Pro Dad and the No More Foundation at Community of Hope Church in West Palm at 5 p.m. on Sunday, May the 19th for an event where you can step up to foster, adopt, or learn how you can help families who are doing the incredibly hard but rewarding work of saving young lives. Text ACTION to 97,000 to help make a difference today. That's text ACTION to 97,000.
Baruch atah Adonai. Blessed are you, Adonai. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. Shalom, shalom. Reverential fear of the Lord is paramount for such a time as this. Job chapter 28, verse 28 says, but to man, he said, behold the reverential and worshipful fear of the Lord. That is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Oh, look what the Lord has done. More truth is coming out. More rhinos are running. Yes, your neighbor, the rhino, is changing as God works on his heart. For God uses man to fulfill his purpose on the earth. He sovereignly chooses to use man to fulfill his purpose on the earth. He gave us dominion. But I fear God, not man. So, for as long as God tells me to, I pray and declare God's divine protection over President Donald J. Trump, over his family, and over everything pertaining to him, and over every godly leader. In Jesus' name, amen. If you would like Jesus to come into your heart and life, ask with me now, Holy Spirit, show me Jesus, and let Jesus be seen in me. Now, Holy Spirit will do the rest. No one man, prophet, teacher, or pastor has all the message that God wants to give us for such a time as this. And I heard God speak through a trusted prophet, and I believe this is a message for many of us. You've gone as far as you can go at your current level of prayer. Now, trust me. Let faith be your lifestyle. Operate from the spiritual, not the physical. I, the Lord, want you to have the faith that sees me coming through for you, that deep end experience. Faith must be exercised. Faith without works is dead. How much of me do you want? Oh, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Now we must respond to it. Let us say together, yes, Lord, we want to experience all of you. Amen. My brother, my sister, I hear the Lord say, I am your God, you are my people. You be worship, you be praise. For now, you have to tread where you have not trod before. Be worthy of your calling. Everything is in my word. Hallelujah. Now, be my child. You've only just begun. Be new. Walk with me. Talk to me. You will find yourself in the midst of me. Trust me, I cannot fail. Arise and put on your new position. Hallelujah! We have new godly news media that tells the truth. In Jesus' name, coming out. Hallelujah.
Mountains may fall. Oceans will rage, but you stay the same. Even the winds and waves, they obey at the sound of your name.
worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here.
Yeah! blessings life can bring. I've always needed something, but I've got all I want when it comes to loving you. You're my only reason, you're my only truth. I need you like wine, like breath, like rain. I need you like mercy from heaven's gates. There's a freedom in your arms that carries me through. I need you. Rescues me when the cold winds rage, and it's so amazing, 'cause that's just how you are, and I can't turn back now, 'cause you brought.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Tune in to Torah Life Ministries with Paul Neeson, airing daily Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. and p.m., and also heard each Saturday at 12 noon.
Do to have the kind of faith it takes to climb out of this boat I'm in, under the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown, where Jesus is and he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. The waves they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win, you never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth.
a giant with just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win, you'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory.
But the stone was just the right size to put the giant on the ground. And the waves, they don't seem so high on top of them looking down. I'll soar with the wings of eagles when I stop and listen to the sound of Jesus singing over me.
The voice of truth that tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe. I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. Listen and believe the voice of truth.
On the body raising, prodigal son. tired of hiding, lost in all these tears, trying to carry all this pain alone. I've been as strong as I can be, but only you can rescue me. Now I'm stepping out in faith to fall into your sweet embrace. I'm trusting you, I'm trusting you, I'm trusting you alone. I'm trusting you, I'm trusting you, I'm trusting. Surrender, take me to your heart, fill this emptiness inside of me. It's your love and nothing less that will heal my pain and brokenness. All I have, Lord, all I am, I place my life.
Something new is going on, and the show is called New Day with your host, Rhett Palmer. That's me. And you can listen right here on WCNO 89.9 on your FM dial at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., and 3 p.m. I'm Rhett Palmer, and it's a new day.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
As I walk, Lord, through the valley, hold my hand, hold my trembling hand. If I stumble by the wayside, in your strength help me stand. The sparks fly upward while the wind blows, like a spirit tossed upon the sea. I am torn, Lord, born to trouble. I am blind, I am weak. Hear me calling, great Redeemer, at the foot of your dark cross, where you suffered for the sinner, bleeding, dying for the lost. Go before me through the valley, speak to me, for I know your voice. Lead me homeward, gentle shepherd, God of love, God of grace.
Thank you. WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation,